Capricorn sun signs and Capricorn rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for March 2019. And Capricorns, the card that I have drawn for you is the sun. But before we walk in sunlight, I want us to take a moment to visit where you've been walking in February. And the card that you were moving through was the Five of Pentacles. And quite literally, in the visual representation of this card in the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, what we see is figures that are walking or moving through an icy landscape outside of a warm and illuminated church. And the invitation there is for them to turn their bodies and turn their spirits to the warmth that lies eternally within that's available to them. So you were exploring fears perhaps around lack, any sense of kind of emptiness that you felt had to be filled from an external channel, and you were learning how to move into the fullness that always exists with inside of yourself, specifically in the material realm, in this realm of pentacles, value and money, but also deeper value and self-worth. And so stepping into March, after you've done this really necessary work around filling your own cup, filling your own internal channel, trusting that there's going to be seconds and thirds available to you at the buffet, stepping into the sun it's the force of simplicity. It's the force of individual self-expression that we're ready to bring forward the medicine and the magic that only we can bring forward. And this isn't necessarily an experience of joy. It's not as simplistic as a feeling necessarily, but it is a sense of clarity and a sense of heat. It's an awakening to something that you're ready to bring forward or step into. And knowing your energy, Capricorn, when I say bring forward or step into, what might be firing for you is that you have to do something, that you have to plan an agenda, that you have to start sweating it out, pushing something up against that mountainside. And the sun, like all of the major arcana cards, is not necessarily an energy of doing or efforting. It's a sense of remembrance, of recovery, of this innate part of ourselves. So in the sun, what we're being asked to innately remember or recover is our individual role that we're here to bring forward on a much larger level than the work that we think someone's expecting us to complete, or the quote-unquote role we've always played in a family or our partnerships. This is those moments that you feel your individual spark and essence that can't be replaced by anyone else. This almost very highly individualistic job description that you're here to bring forward on an energetic level. So this is a month that, less than kind of making up your to-do list or figuring out where you can achieve or what you need to effort, it's almost like you're writing a job description for your soul this month, Capricorn. Like you're seeking yourself, the qualities that you can bring forward to a job, but it's on an emotional level. So think and feel into your emotional skill set, into your very particular, highly individualized flavor that only you are available to bring us. And also have that sense of kind of coming to consciousness and clarity around something, really just sort of stepping out into the simplicity of something. Simplicity isn't always your bag. Sometimes you really thrive on the frictional kinds of learnings around difficulty and around things being hard. And there's absolutely no shame or no critique in that. You're a hard candy, one of the signs of the zodiac, and you are here to find the sweetness inside of difficulty. But there's a certain sense of ease, perhaps, in the month of March and this medicine of the sun, where can you just kind of sit back and let it all be and trust that your own individual flavor and your soul skill set, your soul job description, that you're already in full embodiment of these qualities and all you have to do is walk out into clarity and bring that forward. So wishing you a gorgeous month of March, and I will speak with you in April.